ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, the best advice that anybody can give anyone else is to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this and said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ قَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the displeasure of Allah in every way. And the best provision for your journey is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision for your journey is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, وَاتَّقُونِي, directly towards Himself. Fear my displeasure. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, O you people who have intelligence. Now, I advise myself and you, and I remind myself and you, that the one who doesn't have taqwa is somebody who is the opposite of what Allah called al-ulil al-bab, people of intelligence, which means that person is a people, or is a person of no intelligence, is a fool. And if that person happens to be a Muslim, then he is an even bigger fool, because the one who is not a Muslim can say, well, I was disobeying Allah because I did not know Allah. But a Muslim disobeys Allah, he is doing that despite knowing Allah. He is not only a fool, but he is challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And he must fear this challenge, because my Rabb does not shy away from accepting the challenges of those who challenge him and his glory and his majesty. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, and fear to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wealth. Allah gave us some of us, Allah gave us wealth. Some of us, Allah gave us power. Some of us, Allah gave us knowledge. These are trusts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. The one who has wealth, the one who has knowledge, the one who has power, he does not have this as a freehold. He does not have it to do with it as he pleases. It is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, for which he will be held accountable. For which she will be held accountable for every single cent of that wealth, for every single opportunity that power gave, and for every single word of knowledge that Allah gave them. They will be held accountable. They will be punished or they will be rewarded, depending on what they did with it. What must we do with wealth? Wealth is the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us in order to alleviate the suffering of others, in order to distribute this wealth to those who don't have it, in order to take away the pain, to take away the anxiety, to take away the lack of security, to take away the fear, to take away the hunger from the lives of other people. That is the purpose for which we have been given wealth. Make absolutely no mistake, your wealth you will be held accountable for. And that's the reason why Rasulullah and anyone with any intelligence and anyone who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ran away from wealth. They ran away from wealth. There's nothing wrong in having wealth, alhamdulillah. But there's everything wrong in chasing wealth. There's everything wrong in misusing wealth. Wealth is a trust. And as I said, it has been given to us so that we use it in this way, which is to alleviate the sufferings of other people. Now, what do you say about somebody who has wealth and who uses that wealth in doing haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited? Who uses that wealth in gambling, who uses that wealth in facilitating of gambling, who uses that wealth in propagating and facilitating all the activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. I don't need to make a list. We all know what we are doing. We all know what is happening around us. Let us open our eyes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Malakul Maut to open our eyes. Please understand, the wealth is not yours. It has been given to you in trust. And if you misuse it, you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a tragic situation today where Muslims are being slaughtered in Gaza. Muslims are being slaughtered in Syria, in Iraq and so on. There are refugees who are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are weeping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mothers who are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a a cup full of milk for their children. We have refugees in their own countries who are weeping and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for medicines to keep their children alive in hospitals. Those people need money. And that money is being spent by Muslims in facilitating haram, in enjoying haram. Wallahi, you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu on the day of judgment. Deliberately, if you do haram, when Muslims are being slaughtered, when people are being killed, when people are being oppressed, and your wealth could have done something good for them, your wealth could have done something beneficial for them, and instead of that, you use that wealth in propagating and in enjoying haram, wallahi, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear by it that you will pay for it. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember also that those who don't have that wealth, but who support those who have that wealth, who do not boycott those parties, who do not refuse to invite those people, who do not accept the invitation and who refuse the invitation of those people, but who participate in that, who continue to invite those people home, who continue to have those people with them and who work with them, those people must also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they will be counted among the supporters of those who deliberately angered Allah, who challenged the glory and majesty of my Rabb. Similarly, those who have power, those who have knowledge, must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than those who don't have all these things. Because when you have power, you are accountable to Allah. Power is a trust. Power is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all power and glory and majesty is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So therefore, if Allah has given you mulk, if He has given you power, then the power is the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be used for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of the world, human or not human. It is not meant to be used against people. It is not meant to be used to oppress people. It is not meant to be used to line your own nest, to build your own palaces. It is not meant to be used to facilitate things that you should not be doing. And if you are doing that, you will answer to Allah. And so also with knowledge. Knowledge has been given to us to use for the benefit of people, for the benefit of others, to propagate this knowledge, to convey this knowledge without fear, without seeking popularity, without trying to make money out of that knowledge, especially Islamic knowledge. Those who don't do that, those who use Islamic knowledge, who have made Islam into a business, they need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, because that is not the way of the Anbiya. The Anbiya did not make money out of Islam. If you are making money out of Islam, you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if you keep the knowledge to yourself, you do not propagate the knowledge, you do not do the work of da'wah, you do not take the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people, you do not introduce Allah to people, then that is something that you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah subhanallah, when I see what is happening around me in this world, I feel so terrible. My feelings go from anger to sadness to absolute grief to shame before my Rabb. How will I answer my Rabb when these things were happening in front of me and I did not say anything about it? And that is why I say, I have said, and I will continue to say. And whether I become popular or not is immaterial, because I am concerned only and only with the pleasure of my Rabb. And I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu does not accept this kind of behavior. It does not accept those who support that behavior, either actively or tacitly. So let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. Allah said that the powerful and the wealthy people in a community are given the opportunity to obey Allah or to disobey Allah. When they do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of all that is good in a worldly sense on those people. They get more money, they get more wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes them in a situation when they are engrossed in the enjoyment of that, in the haram enjoyment of that wealth. Fear Allah subhanahu, and He said, Allah says, فَهُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and their spirit will be broken. Allah will not give them opportunity even to make tawbah. Ask yourself when you are sitting and participating in haram gatherings. Ask yourself when you are sitting and participating in things that you know are wrong. Even if you go there for an instant, Ask yourself, why did you go there? If you went there and you participated in that, whether you paid for it or you didn't pay for it, the one who paid for it is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But the one who did not pay for it but went there, why did he go there? Ask yourself, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your soul right there in the middle of that gathering? I mean, have some sense. Have some sense of shame before your Rabb. How do you do this and you still stand in salah? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Please, have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on your societies. Because if you don't, then you will bring down the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on yourself, on your families, and on your societies. Make absolutely no mistake. Go and read the Quran. Read Surah Al-An'am. Read Surah Al-Isra. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Subhanallah, ajeeb. I have no idea. I have no clue how we can get through the solid bone that is the skulls of people like this. We're completely and totally devoid of any brain, completely and totally devoid of any shame, completely, totally devoid, wallahu alam, even of iman. Allah knows best. Because how can you say that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and openly challenge the glory and majesty and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by indulging in haram using the money that Allah gave you? How will you show your face to those people who are dying? The people dying in Gaza. We know poor people. We know children who are donating their money. We know poor people who don't have money. Whatever they have, they're donating it for relief work in Syria, for relief work in Gaza. And Allah gave you money and you use that money for haram. Absolutely shameless behavior. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And those who participate in that, they are even worse, because they are participating in something. The one who has money is shameless and he has no brain, and the one who does not have money and he goes and participates in that, he is giving that, the one who is committing the haram, he is giving him the kicks. And that is why he is doing it, because he wants his popularity. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the time comes when Allah will cause your soul to be seized in that situation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save me and you and save all the innocent people from the haram that these people are doing. We ask Allah to save our communities from the evil and from the azab that these people are inviting. If they want to invite the azab, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this azab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves, to save us from the evil of our sins, because there is nothing more debilitating and more harmful and more pernicious than our own sins. And we need to fear Allah about these sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy and for his help. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman.